Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. What we're doing today is counting down the biggest number one summer hits of the 1980s. At number 10, here's George Michael's big hit from the summer of 88, a song about addictions of all kinds. The song's called Monkey.
Yeah.
George Michael's number one smash from the summer of 88, a song he wrote, co-produced, and sang. It's Monkey, swinging in at number 10 in our special survey. I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the 40 biggest summer hits of the 1980s.
Number 9.
You know, it's funny, but we often remember summer by the big summer movies we see. E.T. in 82, Roger Rabbit in 88, and Batman in 89. Well, back in the summer of 85, the big movie to see was Back to the Future. It featured a fast-moving story, great special effects, and this number one smash from Huey Lewis in the News. In the News rolled that song to the top of the charts in August of 1985, and it stayed there for three straight weeks. The Power of Love. Power's in at number 9 as our salute to the power of summer rolls on.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and
gray. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Our special countdown of the 40 biggest summer hits of the 80s originates in Hollywood. Back in the summer of 1987, police action movies were very big at the box office. That summer, Eddie Murphy invaded the land of the rich and famous in Beverly Hills Cop 2. Richard Dreyfuss fell for a woman he was supposed to be keeping under surveillance in Stakeout. And Kevin Costner battled Al Capone and organized crime in The Untouchables. Meantime, Officer Whitney Houston had a rather arresting summer, thanks to the song at number 8 in our special survey. With it, she collared the third of her 6 number one hits. From the summer of 87, here's Whitney Houston and I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me.
Clock strikes upon the hour and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've gone all right up till now. It's
Dance with somebody who loves me. That's New Jersey's own Whitney Houston dancing at number 8 in our special survey. I'm Casey Kasem. We're getting closer and closer to the biggest summer hit of the 1980s.
Number 7.
In the summer of 88, America's eyes were on Seoul, South Korea, where the fastest woman on earth, Florence Griffith Joyner, was setting records and winning Olympic gold. But if our eyes were on Flo-Jo, our ears were on Steve Winwood. He climbed to the top of the heap in July with this song. Come on, let's roll with it. number 7. That's Steve Winwood and Roll With It as our salute to the great fun of summer rolls on.
She'll have fun, 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 till the night it takes the T-Bird away. KC's Coast to Coast. KC's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the biggest number one summer hits of the 1980s. In the summer of 89, lovers all over the USA took time out from the beach, baseball, and Batman to listen to the timeless sentiment of the record at number 6. There was nothing fancy about Richard Marx's hit song. It simply said what was in a lot of hearts. No matter how long we're apart, no matter where you go or what you do, I'll always be right here waiting for you.
Oceans apart, day after day, and I slowly go insane. I hear your voice on the line, but it doesn't stop the pain. If I see you next to never, then how can we say forever? Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Whatever it takes, or how my heart breaks, I will be right here waiting for you. I took for granted all the times that I thought would last somehow. I hear the laughter, I taste the tears, but I can't get near you now. Oh, can't you see it, baby? You've got me going.
Song was at number 1 for 3 straight weeks in the summer of 89. Today, it glides in at number 6 in our special survey of the 80s biggest summer hits. Chicago native Richard Marx with Right Here Waiting.
Number 5.
From the singer born in Chicago, we move to the group called Chicago. Over the years, they've compiled 23 top 10 hits, including 5 number 1s. This is one of those number 1s, a ballad from the summer of 82. Hard to say I'm sorry.
Everybody needs a little time away. I heard it.
Peter Cetera singing lead for Chicago on their 1982 number one smash, Hard to Say I'm Sorry. It's at number five as our special survey of the biggest summer hits of the 1980s rolls on.
Casey's Coast to Coast. Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're just four big hits away from the number one summer hit of the 1980s. Busting in at number four is a song from one of the big movies of the 1980s. It was the summer of 84, and we jammed into the theaters to see Prince make his acting debut. The movie was Purple Rain, and this is one of the songs from that film, When Doves Cry.
Can you picture this?
This is what it sounds like when doves cry. That sound took Prince to number one back in the summer of 84, and it takes him to number four today in our special survey. I'm Casey on a special edition of Casey's Top 40.
Number three.
Here's the band Survivor rocking in with their number one smash from the summer of 82. It's the theme song of the Sylvester Stallone blockbuster Rocky III, Eye of the Tiger. Survivor, singing about the hunger, drive, and determination you need to make it to the top. Eye of the Tiger made it to the top in the summer of 1982, and it's at number three in our special countdown. Coming up on Casey's Top 40, the number one summer hit of the 1980s, it's the theme from a movie that took Romeo and Juliet, one of history's oldest love stories, and made it brand new again.
Casey's Top 40.
Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. We're just one hit away from the number one summer hit of the 1980s. Now a hit from the summer of 83. That was the summer of the Simon & Garfunkel reunion tour. And sadly, the summer of Marvin Gaye's last tour. The Police were also on tour that summer. And this is one of the songs the British rock trio played before packed houses. At number two, here's... The Police with Sting singing lead on a song he wrote called Every Breath You Take. It's a number one smash from 1983 and the second biggest summer hit of the 1980s. Well, that means we're up to number one, the number one summer hit of the 80s. And wouldn't you know it, it's a summer love song. There's just something about summer and romance that seem to go together. The weather's hot, the water's cool, and there's always something to do, someplace to go. And sometimes you meet that special someone. Summer's a perfect time for love, and that's why so many big summer hits are songs of romance, like the song that's at number one in our special survey. It comes from a movie about love that starred Brooke Shields and Martin Hewitt. The film was a 20th century version of one of the classic love stories of all time, Romeo and Juliet. The title song from that movie was a dramatic duet by the former lead singer of the Commodores and the former lead singer of the Supremes. Their passionate song of a love that lasts forever went to number one in August of 1981 and stayed there for 5 straight weeks, making it the biggest hit of both their careers and the biggest summer hit of the decade. The number one summer hit of the 1980s is by Lionel Richie and Diana Ross, Endless Love.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, your every breath that I take, your every step I make.
And
for you, I'm sure.
the number one summer hit of the 1980s, Endless Love by Lionel Richie and Diana Ross. And there you have them on KC's Top 40, the 40 biggest number one summer hits of the 1980s as determined by our computerized analysis of the weekly surveys conducted by Radio and Records, the industry's newspaper. This special edition of KC's Top 40 is a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Mary Pat Carney Davis, Merrill Schindler, Leonard Pitts Jr., Brian Carroll, Gonzalo Venecia, and Sharon Steiner. Production and engineering by Al Ramirez with Michael Cooper, Jeff Kowalczyk, and Alan Jabin. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. My name's Casey Kasem. For a look at your favorite stars every week, join me for my TV show, America's Top 10. And until next time, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your dial tuned right where it is.